Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
All of this!
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm fast. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Apologetic email saying they apologize if it affects the show.
So if we get killed, I'm going to try to bring us back in. But so far, just during this 15-minute wait to get on is dropped already 3 times. So if we get dropped at any point and we're unable to continue the show, we apologize in advance. But y'all know this is, hey, it's all a part of that doing it live. It'll be a whole lot easier if we was recording it and just throwing it up there. But y'all getting it live, so we got to deal with live the issues that present themselves when we are live. Queen, are you there, baby?
I'm here. What's up, world? It's your girl, E, the Queen, your Caroline Beach, here on another, and I do mean another, beautiful, because I look so beautiful right now. I'm just kidding. Got my hair done.
Oh, no. Hey, pick.
Grit Grind Wednesday, what it do? So glad to be back. Man, you know, it's so much funny stuff going on in hip-hop right now. And, you know, I posted, you know, a few stories, something you and I kind of, like, you know, briefly talked about. This happened
right
in the last, what, just 14 days, you know. So, I mean, I definitely want to get into that because, I mean, this stuff has become comical to the point where, you know, people need help. Point blank. So,
hey, you gotta dive in here first. Dive in here first. Give it to us. What's the what?
Well, for starters, I didn't know which one to go to first, but since, you know, we talked about that, I was, you know, on my way somewhere on Saturday morning, and I listened to the Breakfast Show, which is, you know, most everyone knows. 105.1, and that's Power New York, and Angela Yee, and what's the light-skinned cat, and Charlamagne are the hosts, and they had Waka Flocka on there, and he was just talking, you know, just talking about how Brick Squad is basically no more. That, you know, he was talking about, you know, Gucci Mane, how, you know, the dude's so paranoid, and, you know, he's pretty much in, you know, he's pretty much is a loner right now. You know, everybody's abandoning him because of his actions. The man just, he really, you know, when they say he's crazy, they really mean it. He's clinically crazy. And then, you know, you know, he's saying some things about, you know, I know some of his secrets. And I'm like, you know, what are the secrets? I think the Breakfast Club asked the same thing. And, you know, so it was really funny. I actually got the video up on Facebook right now, but it was hilarious. I mean, I'm like, wow. And then, to add insult to injury, Gucci Mane decides to apologize, you know, publicly for his behavior, you know, saying that the reason why, you know, his actions were, you know, what they were, is because he had been drinking lean for 10 years.
Oh,
so a 10-year lean addiction, you know, makes him act like this. So either he's really clinically crazy or it's the lean. Me, if I had to make – if I was a betting woman, I would have to say it's
the lean.
You know, he genetically was born like that. that was pretty funny.
The lean did it, though.
He said the lean did, he said, for 10 years straight. He'd been drinking lean. He'd been going down to Texas. And, yeah, so he's pretty much, it caused him to not be who, you know, the man he really is, you know, turned into someone else, you know, supposedly. So, you know.
We don't blame it on the alcohol, then. That was just saying.
No, we'll blame it on the scissor.
Blame it on the scissor.
That's what we're going to do. But, yeah. What's that?
Go ahead. No, but the way he jumped out, that's the one that did it to me. I mean, these your people, you know, you don't fill out on your people like that and then cry, you know, hey, I made a mistake. You know, these your people.
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, like he's, you know, Gucci's apologized to T.I. before. He apologized to Jeezy. I mean, the dude, he got issues. I'm just like, for the next, I'm going to check him out for the next 12 months. I don't even have to check him out. I'm just going to just see what happens, you know, if that's what it is. And, you know, he just basically was like, dude, don't even have a friend in Jesus right now. So he's like, oh, wow. And then, you know, Gucci, you know, apologizing and stuff. And, yeah, I think he was in a, was he in a hospital bed or something? Or
yeah,
something
yeah.
happened. Some, he was some, something, somewhere crazy. And so he did apologize. But
he,
then
he
I got another story.
No, go ahead. What you
got? No, I got another story. Well, you know the story, you know, but we just didn't talk about it. But I'm just curious to know what people think about it. You know, because it is, you know, it's a really, really serious topic, and especially in hip-hop. Okay, everyone know who Mr. C is. Mr. C, you know, was DJ long time. I'm High 97 in New York, and, you know, well, he's basically the one that discovered Biggie, brought Biggie to Puffy, basically, in a nutshell, and, you know, even had his character, you know, briefly on the movie. So, I mean,
right.
But this cat, for the umpteenth time, I don't know how many times now, but it's been several times, and I could be stretching when I say several, but it's been more than once, where he was caught, you know, in New York City or wherever, and, you know, letting, you know, giving, having a tranny give him fellatio. So he finally came out and said it, you know, early part of last, yeah, he said early part of last week or last weekend that he, you know, he has an issue with that, you know, basically he has addiction to it. You know, the first high-profile hip-hop figure to come out and say, you know, I've done some, you know, pretty freaky stuff, and yeah, and it consists of the same sex, and like, I was like, wow. I mean, that was like one of the first things I read that morning. I was like, no, that can't be right. I'm like,
what?
He come out closet about this? So is that what it is called? I guess so. He came out the closet. That's what he did.
Whoa. Now you know, that's got to be a New York DJ thing. Because remember when your man Flex was caught, Funkmaster Flex.
Never liked that cat.
I wish I still had that clip, man. It was a video, man. The man said, and I quote, you know, I'm not going to quote because I know some of it I'm going to leave out. But what he said was along the lines of, they know what they doing because they know how they want theirs to feel when somebody doing them. This is what the man said.
That's what most gay people say.
Huh? Wait a minute now.
Well, yeah. That's what they say, and you know, me personally, I'm with you there. I mean, like, me personally, you know, I don't know. I'm not really that curious to know what the same sex, you know, would feel. I'm not that curious like that.
Nope.
I mean, just not that serious for me.
Hey, come on, man. Hey, man, you do me, then I do you, because we know how it's supposed to feel.
That's such a cop out. That's I'm not even gonna say what it is, but it's a cop out when you say that.
Right. And hold on, for any of my gay listeners, I am not knocking homosexuality. What I am knocking is these cats that are being gay and pretending to not be. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
No. You are. Be real with it. This is what you are. Okay, that's what you are. But don't do that. That let me hide behind whatever, you know, BS you want to throw up. I'm not gay. I'm just a freak.
They definitely they don't definitely, you know, come out at night. They come out anytime. Shoot, I think he was caught in the daytime where it was like that, but. That's just like, I don't have no opinion either way, you know, because, you know, I might, you know, just get, you know, I might get censored. So I'm going to leave it at that. But, you know, definitely have mentioned it because I'm like, I wanted to know what people thought about it. You know, I saw different people put it on Facebook and, you know, they pretty much said what they thought and, you know, and you know, nothing too harsh, you know, because you social media at the end of the day, same thing as, you know, verbally, so, okay, I don't like gays or I'm against homosexuality, so you definitely want to, you know, watch what you say. But, yeah, so people pretty much were weighing in on what they were saying, you know, what they were thinking. And, you know, I don't think I should do it. Like, I mean, it is what, I don't even know what I said. I don't even think I said anything, but, you know, it's just wow. It's more wild and crazy than anything. It ain't even about the politics at this point.
Right. I'm being stuck right now. I'm being stuck.
What the hell? And you like where and who and like
right.
I mean that's pretty much how you would be like. That's kind of how I am with it. With no, you know, no judgment, you know, about the situation. But that's pretty much what. Why?
Right.
That's the other question I would ask. You know why? Because I just like, you know, I mean, he's like anybody else. I mean, he's, you know, he's no different from anyone else.
You know, like the same sex and like fellatio from the same sex. You know, I guess.
But you wanna lie and hide it. You ain't got to lie to kick it on me.
You ain't got to lie, Craig.
I mean, come on.
That way.
Come on, man. Y'all see your man did it and took the title back, right? For 2 years he held the top paid hip hop mogul. And then Jay came and Jay took it for 2 years. Now Diddy done took it back. Now this is my crazy question. I haven't heard anything from Diddy this year. So like,
you think you haven't? See, let me tell you what Diddy's been doing for the most part. So other, you know, he had ventures with you know, Black Bad Boy music and stuff. You know, he still, you remember everything that's played on the radio from Bad Boy. He's getting money from that, and also with the Ciroc is doing really good. Ciroc is doing better than Armadale ever did, you know, with Rockefeller. Armadale is doing better than that ever done. Because I think maybe once or twice, I've seen Armadale in a liquor store. I mean, maybe it's in, you know, like an upper crust store, but I've never even seen it in Tower. This is like a different show. I don't even think it was in Georgia's when I saw this on the deal. But yeah, I mean, it's not.
But you know what's making his money?
Puffy's making his money. Oh, yeah, he's making money off that. And, you know, he has. You know, people don't know this about Puffy, but he's also a manager as well. You know, so he got French Montana and. Well, so Janelle Monae, who was making money, she's making a lot of money. You know, she's the face of one of those cosmetic companies. I want to say Revlon. So she's the face of that, and she's the face of some clothing thing. And I mean, she's making her rounds. You know, so you know.
Guess what the money maker is though? Guess what the top earner is? I said, guess what his top earner is? Revolt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I remember when Revolt was first talking about launching, but I haven't heard anything else about it. But apparently, it's doing good. That is his top earner. His second earner is Blue Flame Agency, which handles people. Third, of course, is Bad Boy Record Label. You know, then the Sean John clothing line. Then his Ciroc Vodka. But his number one top earner is something that I'm not lying. I heard about it when it was getting ready to launch. That's like Jermaine Dupri's, what was the one Jermaine launched? Wow. I
feel my
time on it. Never went back. God dog it. It's got a number to it. It's got a number to it. It's like the global grind.
Right.
You know, it's like that. You know, you can post stuff, you know, videos and all of that stuff. Matter of fact, while we on this subject, let's go and see what in the world Revolt looks like. Revolt.com. Let's go and check out what it. Maybe it's making money and the website ain't working. Hold on, we had to do something wrong, so wait a minute, let's try that again, because ain't nowhere in the world, it's the top earner and the website ain't working, it said it still works, let's leave that alone, that was embarrassing, y'all, so anybody that followed my lead and went to Revolt, .com. Hold on for 1 minute. I'm going to do a Yahoo search and make sure that it is Revolt.com because, you know, they be calling it Revolt and they mess around and be I love Diddy.com at Revolt. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I give it to the cat. I mean, to stay up there, man, to stay up there. You know, and the same thing you said.
Always
going to
find a way. No matter what,
you're
always going
to
find a
way. Yes. You can't do nothing but give them props, man. Because I mean, we know. I mean, come on, we're in the entertainment industry, and we know it is not that easy to maintain and stay successful. You know, so for these guys to, oh, here you go. I see you just posted. you know good and well I'm gonna check that out when I get through. What do Diddy got? Well, I mean, so what do Gucci got to say? My bad, man.
My bad.
The same thing, but remember a few years ago when he did that to Diddy. I mean, so when he did that to T.I., he was on going in on T.I. and stuff. You know, basically talking about it's all there. You go, guys. It's all revolt.tv.
Yeah, he got on there, apologized.
You know, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I lost all respect for him at that point because I was watching the first interview. I mean, not watching, listening to the first interview. You know, I was driving when he started doing, you know, all of that bad talking about T.I. And it came out of nowhere. You know, and even at that time, I mean, I was like, man, he's like, man, you got a problem with him? You know, like, that just came out of nowhere. You know, and he came, he... I'm just tired of all of these, you know, fake ends, you know what I'm saying, just going on like that. Now when he jumped on there and apologized, it was as if he was coerced into making the statements that he made and saying the things he said. That's what made me lose the respect for him. You know, like, are you serious?
Yeah. And I think it's a mental thing. I think he's just like, you know, he goes from, you know, like, probably by, they say he's about bipolar, so, you know, he can go from hot to cold, and, you know, Gucci probably have a lot of good stories about Gucci. I mean, funny
right.
stories that you wouldn't even believe he, you know, that he would be this funny to even probably do goofy stuff, but, you know, and he has he is like a Jekyll and Hyde type personality that, you know, once he's Jekyll, with Mr. Hyde, he's like, you know, I mean, he's just like a different person, and it's almost like he doesn't care. You know, he wants to hurt you or something, like smacking Mac Breezy, and then, you know, pushing a girl out the vehicle and shooting someone, and it's just like the list goes on and on.
Right, and you know what? When you said that bipolar, you're right. I mean, those are the actions of a bipolar person, but me. I saw it as the actions of a person that was looking for attention. You know, that's the way I saw
I
it. You know,
that.
Like, come on.
I think it's both.
Yeah. And you're right. Hey, if y'all got a chance to check out the Rolling Stone article with Miley on there.
Oh, my God.
What do you say?
It said, the chairman hates Miley, the slut. That's what it said.
But I mean, come on.
What on earth? When I saw that today, I was like, this girl, how on earth they let her get away with it? Well, I know how, but I'm saying, like, they let her get away with it, but somebody like Raven Simone, if her body was intact and she did stuff like that, oh, my God, come on. It would be game over. I look at the little girl.
Now, first, I thought it was a clever tactic because you think when she act like this, her parents, you know, stop their divorce, they reconcile. You know, so I thought it was a clever attempt at doing what it was she accomplished. But apparently she had something stuck on her tongue because every time I look around, that son of a gun is hanging out her mouth. Have you noticed that? It never goes in her mouth.
Exactly. If I see her tongue one more time or the side of her boob, I'm going to scream.
I'm telling you right now. And how old is she? I gotta find out. Because 20, I'm offended. How?
21 or 22. He's very
okay,
young.
All right, yeah. Okay, I'll let that slide. Because if you was going to say 18, 19, you know, I'm offended Rolling Stone would put
little stuff, you know, like at the early age. I mean, she's just not on the level that she's on now. But, yeah, she really taking over. She's a new Madonna, I tell you.
and for years,
she's going to be talking about, she's going to keep reinventing herself, her hair's going to go back dark eventually, and, you know, and then she's going to sing different types of songs. I mean, you'll see. I mean, she's going to be around for a long time, but my goodness, the stage that she's going through now is like, you know, how on earth you go from being a little role model as Hannah Montana to being rapped about in a song, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana, Hannah Montana. I mean, like, really, and then, you know, backing it up on Robin Thicke, who I love, and, like, I think he made a cool point with me with that. And, you know, then doing a song with Juicy J and doing a song with, who else?
Kanye said a 12-hour locked-in session. Kanye said he was so inspired by her performance, you know, at the awards show that, you know, he told her, you know, you got a choice. You can either go party or you can come and make history. And she didn't go to the after party, neither did he. They went and locked in the studio for 12 hours. So far, it is top secret. Whatever it is they worked on, he is not letting anybody hear it. You know, I'm hoping that he ain't fooling everybody. He got that. He got horny because he saw on stage, got that little girl back, tore almost said it's a word, tore her tail up for 12 hours.
No,
and said that they was making music.
And I'm glad you said Kanye West. Oh, my goodness. This dude, I don't know how he went from speaking like Kanye West, speaking like a white boy 2 weeks ago, now he has a British accent. You should hear this dude in an interview now. I mean, it's like when you become a Kardashian, it's like it's like becoming a stepford wife. You're locked in, you're glued in, you're not going anywhere, and you're going to be just like them.
Kanye got a British accent.
He has a British accent. And I have one of the, I just have a good one, but
hold
I mean, his accent
hold
is
on,
right.
Hold on.
You know, like, I love this woman, you know, like, the way he was so, you know, pronounced.
Oh,
when
you that.
You know, I love, you know, when paparazzi feel like they have the, you know, they have the right, you know, to photograph me and the woman that I love, you know. I'm like, where is this coming from?
Hold
like,
on,
you sound.
Are you telling me that Kanye West is presently sporting a British accent? Oh,
he is.
Accent.
It's a little bit broken. It's not perfected, but yes, he's speaking with the British accent now. He's a female. He's a male Madonna now, I guess.
A male. That's all I was just about to say. You know what? Hold that thought right there. I'm gonna put a chain gonna come, but according to Kanye, that chain came already. Y'all gonna come on the radio and step this quick.
Yeah. Hey, Wild Child, I got you, homie. Spazzy, Nick, Lanny. It's gonna get better, you feel me?
The sun,
like, they ain't
know
the choice.
You haven't seen the sun yet.
So,
but it's on the horizon.
Yeah.
Keep
riding. Hey, man, they're telling me it's coming.
Yeah.
New beginnings and brighter morning.
Uh-huh.
But I'm steadily warring, constantly mourning. Every dark morning it's worthless. I'm chasing faith, it ain't working.
Yeah.
I hate embracing and turning. Put a face with a place of hard learning.
Yeah.
Put some peace in this wasteland.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like I can't, man. But I'ma do it until I prove them wrong.
Yeah.
Until I eat all their words and conclude that they were dead wrong.
Uh-huh.
I'ma make it, I'ma rise up. LeBron for a quarter on me, I'ma keep my eyes up. Same eyes on the horizon, I'm rising.
Yeah.
Stepping over every faded line, I'm up smiling as I'm climbing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, these days are dark. It seems like you're better off alone.
Temporary pledges to ease the pain of the day from a lonely Christian. and I am not alone.
These days, the dark, it seems like you're better off alone. But it's on the
going down. After that first time, that next time gonna be my
place, say your place, don't matter, don't matter. I don't care who's around, just as long as it's going down.
You're a handsome princess, but for color, so this paper girl. God is gone, Rocky Man, but paper moms are rocket work. You're a handsome princess, but for color, so this paper girl. God is gone, Rocky Man, but paper moms are rocket work.
Let's eat the next and then brush your teeth. Let's drink till the next so we don't sleep.
My swag off the meter. You a jerk, so you reach. like I'm supposed to. Keep it cool, yeah, when they approach us. So what's the point in you running? I keep them all running. And I said, baby girl, if I want it.
show my shit in public, you know? I had a girlfriend, her name was Sue. This is your girl, Lene Michelle, reminding you to keep it locked right here on LawlessRadio.com.
Hey, that's what it is, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. Check out B Mo Slim later on tonight, Lawless Radio After Dark. Hope he's having more luck than we are. The system has kicked me off now again another three times. So all I can do for y'all was hit play. That's the internet based system. So I was able to hit play for y'all, but I couldn't come back and talk to y'all. I thought I wasn't gonna be able to come back and talk to y'all. Finally let me back in. This is again, I want to apologize to y'all. This is something that we are working on. Each year we've been able to take Lawless Radio to a new level, and I'm looking at other avenues for Lawless Radio. I had a number of callers on the line who I'm believing got dropped the same time I got dropped, because none of them called back in, and I don't like anything that's not good for business, and y'all not being able to talk to us, you know, not being able to check out the show via phone is totally not good for business. So any of my people that's listening online, and anybody that listens to these replays, please understand, on behalf of Lawless Entertainment, I apologize. Don't know what's going on with the Blog Talk system. I don't like to appear to be pointing fingers, you know, but the end result is it's that system we're using. So I apologize to y'all. Queen, are you still there? I thought we wasn't going to be able to make it there, girl.
I know. I'm like, what's going on here? I'm getting dropped. Oh, felt like Humpty Dumpty.
Hey, that's how I was. Let me read you something here. Young Miley, you know, I'm reading the article here. You know, I will not lie to y'all. As I watch this young girl's spiral, I'm trying to find the rhyme and the reason. But according to her, she says she got her strength from hearing encouraging words from Kanye West. He came and helped to build her courage to take to the stage. He came in and goes, there are not a lot of artists I believe in more than you right now. She says the room got quiet, you know, and she just kept repeating that over and over in her mind, and it made her no longer nervous. I would have to admit, although Kanye is going through some stuff and everything, you know, unarguably, this man is like a master maker, okay? We have artists in Chicago that couldn't fail, they couldn't give away music.
Mm-hmm.
And he did this little track giveaway thing that he did in Chicago. And, you know, as a result, you know, these artists, you know, got the opportunity to eat off their music. And, I mean, even with, you know, my opinion of this Yeezus album, because, I mean, I will admit, creatively, it is just what he said. It is different than anything you've heard out there, you know. But given the fact that I'm working on several projects, I don't like to work on projects and listen to anything that could influence, you know, my creativity. But after everything is said and done, I really want to sit and listen, because it didn't move me as a Kanye West album would do, but the doggone thing is not doing bad. So it's moving somebody out there.
It's not a bad album. It's just that, you know, a lot of the content and stuff, you know, it's just like, he went, you know, like he took it out. He took it there. It's like, you know, it's kind of far out. And I mean, even for Kanye, so it's like, you know, and then calling himself Yeezus, come on,
Yeezus.
You know,
but I mean, hey, why can't he call himself Yeezus? He partners with a guy that calls himself Homer.
Well, I mean, I was gonna drive that point in too. I mean, like, I mean, I love me some Jay-Z. I love Jay-Z on so many levels. You know, business, you know, straight business and artistically in a boardroom, whatever. And
right.
I refuse to call him Hope. You know, I mean, and I,
right,
you know,
right.
he doesn't say I'm Jehovah, but you know, he say he breathed breath in back in the game and gave it life. And so he started calling himself, you know, basically Jehovah. So I was like, no,
right.
That's, you know, he's never going
right,
to be
right.
whole. You can even shorten it, and I'm still not going
to
like it.
I'm going to tell you, honestly, I'm not a Jay fan. Outside of the Black Album, and I Will Not Lie.
Really?
I love the hell out of the Black Album. I can't lie. I love the Black Album. It is, when I tell people, if your music makes it to my phone, that means I love it. I don't like it. The Black Album is in my phone. I mean, I grabbed that joint first time it came out. But see, my thing goes, you know, my thing goes back to like a personal level because a lot of people that love that joint song cry. You know, Kanye go ahead and tell the political story. But all my people in Chicago know exactly how that came about. The cat, Dame Dash stole the song cry from a cat in Chicago named Cap One. The same exact song, basically, Kanye had did the track. You know, they needed a repeat off of that joint right there is how they got back with Kanye to mess with him. All of that other embellishing that they did to make up how Kanye got with him, us in Chicago, we know the truth. You know, so I had a chip on my shoulder from that.
Bogart tracked throughout his whole career. He says that. I mean, he's actually done that. I mean, like Jay-Z's favorite album, anybody that knows me, know probably my second album, well, third maybe album in the whole wide world is Reasonable Doubt, which is Jay-Z's absolute first album. And, he, you know, he had the 10th anniversary in 2006 because it came out, he came out in 96. And he was talking about how, you know, he got beats and stuff. Like one of my favorite songs on the album is Politics as Usual. And he talked about how he got that beat. He basically jacked it from, I can't remember the artist that he jacked it from. I'm like, wow.
Right, but see, I don't have a problem with you jacking the track. Right, I ain't got a problem with you jacking the track. You know, the track is one thing, but another person's lyrics, that's something totally different. You see what I'm saying?
Well, yeah,
when you take in words, when you take in words and then you jump and you do an interview, no, man, yo, I go into a trance, I don't even write them down. You know, I just go into a trance and I let the music tell the story. Yeah, and all the music's telling a lie because I know where the song comes from. You know?
Well, that's possible.
So, I never felt.
Well, I'm not saying Jay-Z, you know, is not witty because dude is witty. I mean, he's beyond witty. I mean, you got to be, you know, to be, you know, to hang out one of your great your best friends is Warren Buffett, you know. So
that's what I'm saying.
Now,
see, that's when we, you know what I'm saying, that's when things take a turn. Because as far as a businessman, he's probably one of the few businessmen I respect out there. Because, you know, the reality is, you know, no matter what his story is, and we know that everybody lies, because, you know, my man leaves out the whole basketball scholarship and all that stuff out of his story. You know, he's been a dope dealer all his life, and that's how he did it. You know, those things there, but the fact that this man actually paid attention in school, it shows in the business because everybody gave Dame Dash the credit, and he said it. He needed a face. He said nobody accepts anybody with a story like his and brain. To have his type of story, you can't have brain, so you need a face. So he was saying Dame was the face. So when that whole breakup came about with Rockefeller, he's like, okay, yeah, so we'll get a chance to see. He wasn't lying, was he? The man was the face. They can't give away a business plan. This man is doing it.
I mean, it is what it is, point blank. I mean, you know, that's what it is. I mean, you know, Jay is always going to be one of my favorites. But speaking of Jay, I was listening to Regis Lyman Morning Show days ago, and they were talking about their little daughter, you know, Blue Ivy. You know, she's at the point now when she can recognize certain things and she can talk. And so they were saying that, you know, they were teaching her colors, but she could not pronounce, it was three colors in the alphabet she could not pronounce, green, and I forgot the other two was green. I know one of them was green. And so they, you know, basically lobbied for to have those colors taken out of the, you know, out of Crayola boxes when they manufacture them. I'm like, no way.
Huh?
I said, this is not true. I said, there's no way.
What?
This is not true.
Come on. Go back.
Right.
Go back.
Well, apparently, little Blue Ivy colors of these particular colors, three of them. And I knew green was one of them. I just can't think of the other two. For all I know, the other one could be blue. But she couldn't pronounce them, so they lobbied for Crayola and whoever else, manufactures crayons to take those colors out of their, out of the box, out of part of their color scheme.
Wow. If they pull that off, he the king of the Illuminati for real.
I literally froze for a second because I'm like, there's no way on earth that Jay-Z and Beyonce are that, well, they're powerful, but good God. Come on now. Take colors out of no.
Are you that powerful? But, people love money. People love money. Take my word for it. So you got somebody out there that say, well, if they give me enough, I'll do it. And they mean it. They might find a generic, crayon company. I'm hoping to God, not Crayola. I'm hoping it's a generic, them 25-cent crayons that you find when school get ready to start back. I'm thinking they're going to find them.
Seeing as Blue Ivy Carter, you can bet your top dollar is going to be Crayola or some. I think they did say the name, but
right.
I'm so stunned that I was just like, I can't believe that they have that much power. That's just crazy.
Wow.
I mean, they have more power than, President and his wife.
God, dog it. The president needs to call him and ask him, can he tell them to let him go to war?
Well, they're good friends. They hang out,
Hey.
Beyonce is supposed to be, little Sasha and Malia's role model.
Right. I don't know about little chick gyrating on stage, and ain't using nothing natural about being my kid's role model. Damn that. Y'all go find somebody real. Shit. Find some real lives.
It's just that, at the end of the day, she sells sex, just like J-Lo and every other, Miley Cyrus, any other bimbo that's done it,
And that's what I don't want them to do. I don't want them to think that they need to sell sex to make it. You use your doggone brain. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a lot of females that done did it without trying to sell sex, without looking sexy. I mean, I don't think Oprah is like number 100 on the sexy women's list, but I mean, that is a powerful lady. And she don't even think she's super sexy. She don't even think she's sexy. You know what I'm saying? Grab some of that. Hold on. So y'all gonna have Russell Simmons on our senior hall show?
Man. Well, you never know. So they probably a good friend, I mean, our city, I do believe it's from New York, isn't it?
Hey. Hey, let's check in with the phone line.
Yeah, all right.
Let's check in with the phone line, 414-807. Who I got on the line, Miss Simmons, is you, bro?
It's the one and only.
What's happening, man?
What's going on?
Tell me, man, what's happening,
bro? Hey, I'm going to tell you something, Chairman. Listen, Chairman, I'm going to say this. Come on. One time only. I don't love money. The love of money is the root of all evil. I'm quite sure you've heard that plenty of times.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all don't mess with cliches, though.
I don't love money.
That's actual fact.
I like making money, but I don't love money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have to make money in order to live. But I do not love money. I don't have the love of money.
My man.
All right. Go to the top. I just jumped. Go ahead, Chairman. Go ahead.
I was glad you told me that because, another cliche says that people that say they don't love money are usually broke people. So it's hard. hard to love something that you don't have.
Yeah, that's said a lot.
But I'm not.
That is actually said a lot.
I mean, hey, number two. How can you love something you ain't had? You know, you ain't had money, so you ain't had the opportunity to be around money, to come to know money, to get to know money, to have the opportunity to build up a passion for money. As long as you're broke and you get it and you give it out, you don't like it. You don't love it. You don't love it because you're a machine.
What I'm saying,
I work
one thing,
make money to have somewhere to sleep so I can wake up, so I can go to work, so I can make money, so I can pay to have somewhere to sleep, so I can come home, so I can go to sleep, so I can work up, so I can go to make money. True?
Well, basically what happens is they
What's that, Queen?
I say another one. You know, basically what happens is people, you know, both people, you know, they love to hate, you know, people with a lot of money. You know, that's what they
right.
do. They hate them. You know, and anytime, you know, they get a tax lien or whatever, they have the celebrities, you know, they get, you know, cars repossessed, you know, and you know, IRS, you know, and tax invasion. You know, people, you know, they actually get a kick out of that. But somebody that has money wouldn't get a kick out of that. They would be like, no, I really need, you need to help them. You know, I can donate to have some kind of a, you know, charity or something, you know.
A charity for the rich?
Why? Well, yeah, one of those $1,000 plate, you know, little charity thing.
Yeah.
They do that.
See, now what they need to do, yeah, but they need to do that for broke people. I don't mind $1,000 plate dental, you know. I would rather be one of those. I would rather be one of those people that they don't like because he got money, over being one of those people not liking that one that got money. Give me that. Let's play switch. Anybody? Matter of fact. Let's see now, listen, seeing as how you don't love that money, man, why don't you throw that to us, man, and let us see if we can come to love your money. How that sound?
Yeah, let's see if we catch that show.
I mean, you need money to live, but you don't need to love money.
But
I love God
to prove to ourselves we don't
provide. He's a provider and allows you to do what you're doing to, you know, make the money that you're making, whether it's working at McDonald's or being a school teacher or whatever. But the love of money is the root of all evil. That is in the good book. That's in the Bible.
You still ain't told us if we can just get yours, you know, to learn to see if we can learn to love.
Saying,
no, we don't. We really don't.
I have been appreciative enough for the love to allow me to make money, but I do not love money. That is the root of all evil. That's why you got all this stuff going on right now, because people love money too much before they love their parents, before they love God. You know what I'm saying? Do not love money. Just be happy that you're able to make money. That's
amazing. You gotta excuse those crickets, man. You gotta excuse those crickets. When you start hollering in the Bible, how much other stuff do you do that is in the Bible, or do you just pick this one thing?
No, that's what y'all were just talking about.
No, we wasn't.
I do not love money.
We ain't saying
that y'all were just talking about.
No, we wasn't.
Yeah.
That's what you were talking about. We talking about somebody having enough money to pay to have the crayons removed from their crayon box.
Exactly.
No, I
mean, we're talking international, I mean.
There's somebody
right.
Said they love money.
Yeah, we talking about something that both people can't do.
Before that.
No.
Your colleague was just talking about the love of money.
No.
Well, after that, yeah.
No, what we said is we're quite sure they can get some company to do that. You know, people love money, so they will find somebody to do that. It is called good business.
Oh, yeah.
Supply and demand.
There's always someone that do their dirty work. Come on.
Yeah,
you know.
No kidding. It's called supply and demand, baby. You got money.
Yeah.
They need money. You pay for a service, they render it.
You're not supposed to love.
You're not, it's called commerce.
You're not supposed to love money.
It's called capital. It's called being a capitalist.
That's what it's called. Tell them what it's called.
It's called being in a capitalist country.
Yeah, we're trying to help you keep looking at something in your pocket. You don't understand capitalism.
There you go.
There you go. We are not just here to play music, y'all. We are here to educate. Let us teach y'all. If you got money, invest money to make money. And as long as you invest money to make money, broke people are always going to give you their money. Because broke people always want things that they shouldn't have. You know, the new iPhone when your light's getting ready to turn off. Or the new iPhone when you can't afford to pay the monthly bill. Or the new rims on that car that you keep hiding from the people because you can't pay the car note. You know, things like that. Broke people love that stuff. So if you got money, buy things that broke people are going to love. Put it out, and broke people are going to help you get more money. Broke people are going to stay broke. It's the American way.
That's how it's designed.
It's the American way, baby.
Nobody tells broke people to invest. They don't do that.
What?
They just tell them, hey, the new joint's coming out, you know, next month. I got mine on hold, you know. That's what they teach them.
There you go. You got on Jordans and he ain't got on none. You got on Jordans and he getting his shoes from Walmart because he say he ain't gonna pay $200 for no shoes. Hold on, wait a minute. He get his free. Mike said they happening. Mike said they shooting people for Jordans out here. What he look like wearing them? He said, how he know his daddy didn't have on none? That's why Lou happened to him. Mike's smart. Mike ain't stupid. Ain't gonna happen. He is not gonna let it happen. Hey, let's see what we got here, y'all, for a little play. Matter of fact, Stronger. I ain't checked out this Stronger from R. Smith, man. Y'all let me know what y'all think of this joint, man. We'll be right back.
From the beginning, I was born to this struggle. Born with this vessel, I was born with this nothing to find. Kick everything I had, not to buckle, to stay up out of trouble. And my mama went at me every night. My life ain't easy. I'm reaching for the sun, but the top don't see me. I started on the block, but the block don't feel me. So I keep my pen cocked when I'm writing this music. It's a pony, you gotta go get it.
Thank you. I'm rolling up another one. Man, I'm rolling up another one. Man, I'm rolling up another one. Man, I'm rolling up another one.
Bang, 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 bang. How she do that? How she bang, 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 bang. How she do that? How she bang, 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 bang. How she do that? How she bang, 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 bang. How she do that?
Certified head doctor. Real proper. Put your city on the map. Ho, she poppin'. Man, I came to shut the party down. All wreck. Kickball, thick log. Yeah. See y'all wet. Hey, 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 hey. Where my DJ? The kid go hard. Flip raw. That's that EA. Her born when the stunner, but she move it like a relay. Ride her like a Porsche. Fly doors. Watch me freebase. Gone off that Molly. My coop got me gnarly. My team in this woe. So it's woe. Chemo savvy. I rock hard like rock stars. Cash game, no cop cars. Cash flow, I get. Back on it like asphalt. So, oh, how she do that? Move that booty too fast. Told her to bring it back. Man, she bopping while she too fast. Lacing up my steez, baby. All I do is boot that. It's going down, but she keep up with her roof. And, ay, ay. So I'm rolling up another one, another one. Man, I'm rolling up another one, another one. Man, I'm rolling up another one, another one. Man, I'm rolling up another one.
She bang, 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 bang. How she do that?
Poppin', I'm just tryna make it clap for me, huh? Oh, she move it like it's hammer time. Damn, she fine. Body drippin' gold, so it's platinum when I handle my high gold retarded. Polo Ralph Lauren, Levi my jeans, so she squeeze Mr. Johnson. She's so bad, I'm so mad. My gold dance go bonkers. I'm in the club and I give it up. And that trick of finger safe caution. She torn off that bang bang. Choo choo that bang bang. Choo choo, sweet goof choo. Sweet loose screws like chain gang. She back on, I'm back off. Roll up, then blast off. Hold on, I'm so gone. Now kick, push my flow off. Now, hey, how she do that? Move that booty too fast. Motor rotor, now I'm tryna boat her with a cute. She like, who that? I'm like, too bad. Drop it, watch her move that. I said, it's kid, baby. Now she watch me while I do that. Hey, hey, man, I'm rolling up another one, another one. Man, I'm rolling up another one, another one. Yeah, I'm rolling up another one, another one. Yeah, I'm rolling up another one.
How she do that? How she do that? How she do that? How she do that?
Couple grand, watch her shake it, she's a man eater. Yes, sir, I'm just tryna throw a rack out. Hey, keep ballin' till she pop it, blow her back out. Killer, I be solo, rollin' up that dodo. I get so, everything just movin' slow-mo. So the go-go, that's your show, bag that I flojo. Foot up on the gas, grip her, that's that promo. Zone off that endo, Super Nintendo. Catch me in my zone, I be spaced out like Nimbo. Bring it back, no strings attached, take it down, she leaving that. Pass, puff, fast, man, that be deceiving cat. So, hey, how she do that? Move that booty too fast. Groupies on the Scoobies, rolling doobies when I do that. I flew past, they like, who that? Louis when I two-step. I'm clowning down, but you clown around where your crew at. Hey, hey, man, I'm rolling up another one, another one. Man, I'm rolling up another one, another one. Man, I'm rolling up another one, another one. Man, I'm rolling up another one.
How she do that? How she do that? How she do that?
Oh. can't live a day without you.
Yeah.
I love.
is your girl, Lanae Michelle, reminding you to keep it locked right here on LawlessRadio.com.
Hey, y'all, that's what it is. I want to take the time to remind y'all that he is coming September 30th, 8 p.m. Mark my words, he's coming. Queen, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, man, what you know about?
Be on a Wednesday night with Lawless Radio and Rick Grimes. I wouldn't do
that. Hey, that's right. Man, what you know about this doggone Tiana Taylor and Rihanna beef on Twitter, man? What you know about that?
Well, I don't really know a whole lot about it per se, but I do know that Tiana Taylor is a little bully. You know, she's always smacking people up in the club, you know, doing, you know, acting out like she's crazy and stuff. But, you know, against, you know, she's matched up against Riri Riri, who, you know, not only has a height advantage, but is probably just as crazy, you know?
Right.
So, I don't know exactly what the beef is about, but it could, if I had to guess, I'm sure it has, you know, it could be about Chris Brown, but they're just using something else. Because, you know, Tiana Taylor made her rounds and all of these people sleep with each other, you know. Omarion and Chris Brown, and I can tell you Trey Songz probably had three of the same girls, you know.
Right.
It's crazy. I mean, we used to have a name for it, recycling. Whole recycling is what we used to call it. Oh, I still do, actually.
Now, in Chicago, we call it bust down. we call them bust down.
Bust down.
Anita Baker's Caught Up in the Rapture. Well, said that Rihanna, I guess, wanted to make fun of her, so she got somebody, you know, to impersonate her doing their version of her singing Caught Up in the Rapture. You know, so she followed that.
Oh.
You know, she followed that up with a tweet, basically telling Rihanna, man, hey, they probably don't know who I am, but you know who I am, and you know how I get down. You got my number. Don't send no subs. Hit me up. Let's deal with this. Well, Rihanna didn't respond.
Wow.
You know, she's
that's
got,
an invitation.
Right. She's got super fans. They call themselves the Navy. And they responded. Well, she blasted back at them. You know, y'all good at bullying other people on Twitter, but I ain't going to be bullied. I tell y'all and I tell her. See me when she see me, and we can handle this. And she posted a picture, you know, the infamous picture of her getting beat up. She changed that to her Twitter, her profile picture.
Oh, my God.
You know,
no, she did not even see that one.
Yes. She made it her Twitter profile. Yes. So Rihanna, I guess, took to the good people of Twitter to have the picture removed and everything. Well, the picture was removed, which led to her responding back to Rihanna by saying 90 million. Rihanna replied to her about how much, you know, she made up against what she made. You know, I'm a $90 million girl. You know what I'm saying? You're a $50,000, you know, chick. She hit her back, you know, with $90 million later. 90 million ends diving in that box don't make you special, you know? So we want to see now where this go. Will this be a Gucci where she going to come back and have amnesia? I don't recall saying that. I was off on the lean. It was
my bad.
By the
time Jason is here, he's going to tell her, look, I know you signed to Kanye and all, but you need to get that temp under control. You know,
right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Because you out here, you're slapping up people in the club, you raise 78 cents, something went. Somebody's going to, you know, mess you up, and, you know, then you're going to be damaged goods. I can't, you know, I lost money, you know. So, I mean, basically,
But don't it seem like a publicity thing? I mean, come on now. Good music is owned by Jay as well.
Yeah, Jay is. I don't think those people ever liked each other.
Right. But I mean, when they take that and use that, I mean, come on, Jay owns portion of good music, which means that, you know, he's on her contract, and he also owns Reed. So what better way than to have people following all of this mess? Because now, I'm telling you right now, I can see it. Since she done already made that video making fun of her, she is going to make a video, and you know now how you can get paid off your YouTube. You can get good money off your YouTube video. So I can see this leading to that right there.
Yeah, she's going to get the biggest, I mean, a girl with the biggest forehead in the world, man. It's going to be probably going to be hilarious. She seems like she might be a little, you know, one of those chicks that, you know, like really want to suck it to you. So she digs deep and it really, really gets you, you know.
Hey, Drake's done two shows, and on both of these shows, he stopped the interview, you know, after being questioned about his now, again, relationship with Reed. They back on the low low. Him and Riri back on the low low. He stopped the Chelsea Handler interview, and he stopped Helen.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hey, why is he hiding? I mean, come on, dog. If it's your turn to dive in the mud, man, go ahead, put it out there, man. Ain't nobody else hiding. Go ahead,
well, put it out there. I mean, publicly, yeah, I smashed Riri, whatever, and it was, you know, she's gonna be a lifelong friend.
There you go. There you go.
Then he also talked about Nicki Minaj. He and Nicki Minaj had spoken for months off something that he had done.
Right.
So I'm still really curious to know what it is that he did to her that they.
I'm gonna tell you what he did. He burnt her with whatever he got for Rihanna. He gave it to her. She mad. She like, you bought me back, and I know it ain't mine. No, I'm being serious. No, I'm dead serious about that now. Yes, word was that she was upset because she had feared contracting something from him. Dead serious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ain't going to say it came from Reese, but this is during the same time him and Chris Brown got into it over his alleged mess around with Riri. So, I mean, I ain't a super smart guy, but, you know, I can figure out one and one is two. I figure that out by myself. I don't even use my fingers to count up that. I ain't even use my fingers. I just looked at it and saw that one, two. That's two.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Mom?
She said she feared the whole thing behind it was she had feared she had contracted something from him, and that led to the demise of their relationship. You know, the fear. Now, I never read if she actually contracted. You know, all I did was laugh, like, whoa.
Oh my goodness.
What had to be wrong with her monkey for her to feel that she had caught something? You know, like, what was wrong with it? Like,
crazy. I mean, Riri's a wild one. I mean, goodness.
Come on.
She's a wild one. I mean, it's what it is. I mean, whatever people say, she's out here contracting, you know, contracting or whatever. She's putting out in the universe, you know. But, I mean, I love me some Riri, but it's times where, you know, she can chill out for a minute, you know, or just chill or just fall back a little, you know. She's just like me. It's like her birthday's the day after mine. Yeah, we're at the same time. So we just pretty much go big, go home, or, you know, we just relentless in our pursuit to make you feel how we want to make you feel. How I want to make you feel. So
I'm just
going to
say.
Like, you know.
I'm just going to say, if she had already burnt Chris and Chris put that out there and he was dumb enough to go back for a second burning, whatever happened to these fools, they're like Cat Stack. They're like Cat Stack. How can you get caught on a Cat Stack video when you already know how she get that? How do you get caught on a Cat Stack video? That's like becoming a member of Korean Sessions' fourth book. You already know what she did with the first two. She's working now on the third. We know what's going to be in there.
Oh, yes,
we know what's going to be in there. Come on now. She's talking about she called him in the middle of the night. She called one person, and Tom Joyner was talking about it. He said one of the most talked about features in this third book, even though it hasn't been released yet, was a leak to where she phoned a person and told the person she wanted to have intercourse with them. They were at the hospital with an ailing wife and they left They left the hospital to go and give her something. Yes. Tom Jordan said he can't wait for the book to come out because he needs to know who deserves to wear this badge of shame.
Well, who in the world is Amy Winehouse? I mean, are these famous people?
Yeah, these are supposedly famous people. You know, she don't mess with broke cats. A cat like me can't even throw her toenail.
Well, and now, so now I have to go back to the blogs and figure out who had a wife that was sick for a second.
Yep.
You know, because, I mean, I really want to know.
I want to know. And you know she's not shy by using names. You know she's not shy by using names. So we know she don't say who it was.
Well, see, this is not too specific because she was in the hospital.
Right.
And now I think that man, I'm not saying in her game, I don't think she has an ounce of sympathy for anyone.
Here you go. Tom Joyner forgot his wife was in the hospital. He talking about him.
Man. Oh, my God. That ever.
Come on.
Tom Joyner, I don't even want to put it up. Tom Joyner is a sheriff enough, and that's enough. In that type of position or state. No, I just can't do it. He doesn't even have a suntan, for God's sake.
I'm going to tell you, and being all serious, even if the book is no good, I think that shock value right there, just that shock portion, would be the seller of the book. That shock part right there. Because remember how she sold the first one, when she talked about how she got a hold of Mr. Marcus, and Mr. Marcus was deeply infatuated with her and everything, you know, and it's like, hold on, Mr. Marcus?
Let me just tell you this. Right after I read the book, I went out the DVD, let's just say, they call her Super Hair for a reason, and she got some she got some fans, and not only does she have some fans, she got some imitators, okay?
Okay.
That's all I can say.
So she got some imitators. Hey, well, I know she had some because she made your man, what's the other cat from Family Matters? Eddie Winslow.
He married
her. What's his name?
Eddie Winslow. I'm Darius McCurry.
You told him that she had him as no. She had him as known for a minute. Turned him on his family. She broke him down. It took the church to help that boy out. That's when it's bad. When you got to go to church and the church folk got to tell you, boy, well, get your nose out the air. That girl doing something. She would leave him with her kids. He was a babysitter. She'd be out kicking him with somebody in another city, another state, and he'd be at the crib with the baby.
Oh, my Lord.
Hey, that's a simp to the first degree.
That is
a
crazy.
Hey, the man said it himself. I'm telling you what the man said. He said it took a lot for him to wake up to realize that he wasn't in love with her. He was in love with the child. He was in love with, you know, teaching this kid, you know, helping mold this kid's mind who was seeing his mother in this position. So he wanted to make her a better woman for her child. It wasn't her, he said. No. You know how that be. She got a hold to that boy. And he ain't never had it like that. And he was like, ooh, what you do to me?
What you doing down there? I've never felt this way before. Oh.
I'll wash your clothes. I'll cook your dinner too.
So Keith Sweat was the beggar and Babyface was the paymaster. So that's what it is.
That's it. See, you get the Keith Sweat. No, you get the Keith Sweat when you need that hand pack, you know, to take you to the movies and to the concerts and to the opera and all of that, because all you do, you know,
yep,
catch him when he begging. I love you. I never want to leave you. You get him.
I couldn't even
now
imagine him sing. Now, he had one song that I really used to love, this, the song he did with Snoop Dogg back in, like, 98. But I just couldn't imagine Keith Sweat not trying to croon someone, so... You know, that's definitely, I love hearing that from Keith Sweat, more so than him trying to be a Mac, you know? He's not a Mac.
Yeah.
He's a crooner.
No.
He's a beggar.
No.
That's what
yeah
crooners do.
Beggar.
Well, crooners, they don't beg, but crooners just, well, he begs. But crooners
he
mostly
begs
do it by schmoozing. You know, they know the right things to say, you know?
You
Keith
go
Sweat is more
there
like he's begging. I'm like, wow. I mean, that is so funny. Like, when they first started saying, he, you know, that Keith Sweat beg, and you really didn't even think about that until you actually went back and heard the song. You know, when you heard him on the radio, I mean, it's like everything was baby, 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 please. I don't think it was, he has had a song that didn't have baby, 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 or baby, baby, please, or something dealing with baby and please.
He was always being hurt. He was a hurt young man.
Or getting hurt, or, you know, yeah, baby.
He was used to leaving him.
I mean,
he was used to
I
leaving
saying
him.
I mean,
don't
he was like, wow.
Me.
And it's
if
so funny to his album. Well, you know, one of my favorite albums besides his first album, of course, is Keith Sweat, the self-titled. And I go back and listen to, you know, to the CD, and I'm like, I'm trying to figure out, well, you know, when Lisa Wu, his wife, was on The Housewives, I would just kind of go back and listen to his songs. I'm like, wow, one of these songs are about her. Because he had this one song called Yummy that I love. I actually posted on Facebook recently, and I just love this song. I mean, the way he just, you know, like this song, he just, it's like he makes love to you in the song. Because it's like he, I mean, you don't have to worry, pretty baby. I mean, he's just saying stuff like that. It's just major. I mean, I can listen to Yummy. I'll put it on repeat because it's so sensual. And I'm driving down the, you know, down the highway, you know, thinking about somebody or, you know, whoever it is at the time. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely go back and listen to his stuff. He definitely was a beggar and a crooner. And, and the line in the song of Drake got this song that he's on with Big Sean and a couple other people. He said he's a light-skinned Keith Sweat.
Oh, my God.
But I tell you, every time I listen to, he said, I'm the light-skinned Keith Sweat, I'm going to make it last forever. Now, the first time I heard it, honestly, I thought he was going to leave it at, I'm the light-skinned Keith Sweat. Now, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm just trying to see the resemblance, and I couldn't. I just go on. I mean,
then he stopped
is
begging.
Is he on Celine or something? The light skin
Keith
Sweat.
Whoa.
Well, you know what? He probably could do it real good with that annoying-ass voice. Like with Drake, I think Drake is very talented. And I mean, he really is. But after a while, I cannot listen to his voice. It's almost like I would want to just pull my brains out. Because, I mean, it's just
I can't
it's,
lie
it's,
to
it's
you.
Not like it's whiny. I mean, it's like, good gracious, get your ad noise clip.
I don't even know if I ever heard a Drake song. I don't know. Well, you know, I take that back. When DMX was making fun of him, doing a couple of his songs, DMX, go to YouTube and just type that in, man. DMX is getting down on me. Yeah, he made some statement about DMX, man, and DMX ripped. He ripped. He went through whole
Cash
Money.
Oh, my God.
He sent that freestyle on the whole Cash Money, ate them all, but Drake said something back, so that kept him on Drake. Everybody else never responded. Drake opened his mouth. You know what he said? I'm going to get this kid. Hey, we done came to the end of this show.
That's crazy. I mean, like, how you go into a rap battle with DMX? Better yet, I've never really heard anyone be, you know, DMX was like beefing, and you know, like directly, you know, to the point where I think a lot of people are scared of DMX.
But yeah, he's psychotic. He's psychotic. He gonna smoke a rock, get an FBI badge, get naked, and then chase you down.
Oh, not only that, he'll steal a cop car.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I'm telling you, they don't know me.
This dude
they don't
know
me.
A cop car runs around a hotel naked.
With an FBI badge.
Any KKID, naked.
I mean, I just, for the life of me, I try not to laugh because I'm like, you know, he's a sick man. But, yo, I was cracking up. I was cracking up so hard I put it on Facebook. I'm like,
man,
really, act? Really? Really, Earl Simmons?
I said, man, this cat really done lost it. And then I got a chance to check out this interview he did. He had went to this farm to try to clean himself up, you know, and after I saw his story, you know, I kind of like understood, not condone, but I understood, you know, what it was. And this guy's got a lot of pain.
Yeah, his story is sad.
A lot of pain.
Yeah.
He got a lot of pain he carries, you know, and he said it. He said the only time
he's addicted to carrying the pain too.
Yeah, he said,
I don't even want the pain to go away. It's like, I like carrying this pain because I'm addicted to it.
Yep.
I'm like, wow, he said this.
He said he had gotten to a point to where getting high, he didn't feel it. So he would get higher so that he could remember why he got high in the first place. He said the pain made him feel so alive. He said even though it's a burden, it still made him feel alive. And that was the only way he could really feel the pain of being alive was when he got good and high. Well, it's like, man, I done heard people say that I get high so that I don't feel the pain. I never heard anybody say that I get high so I can intensify the pain. And that's basically what he's saying. He gets high so he can feel it. You know, his losing his grandmother was like the biggest blow, and he said once out of everybody he lost, when he lost his grandmother, he said that was it. He said that was it. He said prior to that, he had been able to hold it together, you know, and he was believing that God was going to see him through it. He said after he lost his grandmother, it was F God, ain't no God. You know, God was here. He know that lady is the only thing that keep me straight. Why would he take her? You know, so he don't love me, I don't love him.
His wife was around. You know, like his wife put up with a lot too, like the sheriff. Like, I mean, oh my God, she raised him basically. You know, like his grandmother, but in a different way. It's like, wow, me the type of woman I am, I'm not gonna stick around for the foolishness for so long. But she just like, I mean, for so many years, it's like, you know, I take my hat off to the sheriff's sentence because he's put her through a lot. You know, without he didn't
but
put his hand on her, never
really
disrespect her. But he's, you know, he's cheating. She got to deal with, you know, his crazy drug habits, his crazy rants and raves and whatever, and other women. So it's like, wow.
But she was gully. She was gully. He told about a story about how he had got high. He had no money, but because of who he was, these cats were just silly feeding him the rock. And he's smoking, you know, telling him he's going to get him. They wouldn't let him leave out of there, had guns on him. He was not leaving out of there. So he called her crying, saying, I don't want to die. I don't want to die. Can you please come down here and get me? It's at 3 o'clock in the morning. She had to drive hundreds of miles away into, like, this area. So the area was, like looked dangerous in the daytime, so you can imagine what it was like for a lady at night. She still came in there, gave them some extra, and said she even smacked the one guy that had let him smoke this much for free. So you don't let nobody get high on your stuff for free. If they ain't got no money, they shouldn't be smoking. I'm like, hold on.
That's genius. That is straight up.
To educate my man on how to sell dope with guns in their hands.
That's straight up genius for real. Like, that sounds like something I would say, but I just really, you know, she. I mean, that's, I like that. I really like that because, I mean, she's telling the truth. You know, when she got there, she was already fuming. She was already upset, and she was like, "Okay, I'm done." Then, let me tell you, when a woman is scorned, they're scorned. We are really scorned. By the time she got to where she got to, in that really really bad neighborhood, she was over it, and she was like, "Okay, they put draw guns on me. I got a gun too."
SHIT,
I'm gonna talk to them as well. I'm over it. I'm past it. I'm done with it. So she was about to, I'm telling you, she was just out of it. That's why she just like said what she said. She was. I mean, that's real. You know, but that means that's real. You know, not only did she get on there, you know, she really was trying to save her man. At the same token, you know,
right.
I mean, come, you know, she really straight up just like put it out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
like this.
No. She more of a man than DMX. You know, for them at the time. You know.
Right. Right, you on the phone, my man on the phone crying. I need this fool to protect me. what he gonna do if we get there and they go to doing something to me and he crying, you know? So you know she ticked off. I wish he would cry. Hey, we done hit the end of this show. Come on, get those shots out.
Yo, I would like to shout out just a few people tonight. We up. Revolver Reed, one of my homies, you know, up there in Brooklyn doing his thing. This dude, when I tell you, he grinds hard, and I love it. Shout out to Earl Franchise, another one of my homies up there in Brooklyn, and you know he's a hard grinder too. Shout out to the Stack Up Crew, they know who they are. My brothers, my little brothers, out in South Jersey. You have Blaze Stack Up, you have Finale Stack Up, J Ron Stack Up, V Murder Stack Up, Killer Crocs, and see, D's missing the 23. Also, I'm missing someone else. So who am I missing? You know, I'm thinking about you. You know, I love you all. And also, you know, I gotta let you know how to check out my music. You need to go to www.reverbnation.com/ME. That's EMEE. Also, if you want to become a supporter, fan, whatever you want to call it, you know, hit me up on www.facebook.com/ Queen of ME, Queen of Afro Pop. Also, if you want to tweet me, you know, just to say hello or, you know, send me a link that I'm not interested in, you can just tweet me at Queen of Afro Pop. And, that's just it. It, you know, just reach me. Oh, Instagram. I you know what? I'd be wanting to leave this out, but I got to. If you just want to look at my beautiful hair that, you know, Beauty Depot, who I shout out Beauty Depot for keeping me beautiful all the time, you know, 10 years and running. Yeah. So, if you want to see that beautiful hairstyle, that, of course, you know, pictures are coming soon. So, hit me up on Instagram, ME_E_ Queen of Afro Pop. That's all I got for tonight. Thank you for tuning in to the Grit Grind Show, because this is Grit Grind Wednesday. It's Lawless, baby.
That's what it is, man. Hey, man, first off, man, got to send a shout-out to my family out there. Toll Freezer Lewis, to stand up, take a bow, man. Much love to all of y'all, man. Thanks for all the support. Man, thanks for everybody supporting the Lawless Radio, man. Again, I want to apologize. The system was messing up. A number of people were getting kicked off. We are definitely working on changing the platform. We are not in control of the Blog Talk system, so when things like this happen, although we own the problem, you know, it is actually beyond our control. But I want to thank everybody for being with us and sticking through to the show. If y'all want to check out the show, make sure y'all hit the replay. The replay will be up 5 minutes after the show. Make sure y'all tune in for your man B-Mo Slim later on tonight. Lawless Radio After Dark. Tune in for my man Buck tomorrow night doing the same thing, baby. Same thing, supporting your local come up. Ending that week with Mel Lawless, Lawless Radio After Dark Saturday, kicking it off with the doctor, Dr. Bart Halter, on Sundays, man. Catch y'all back here next week, man. Want to send a shout-out to my people out there working airlines, my people that keep them planes in the sky safely. Rain, sleet, or snow, y'all make sure the planes go and you do it all so well. Nobody else says thank you. Nobody else says they appreciate you. Trust and know the chairman does. Want to remind y'all that Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The music heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole property of Lawless Entertainment. However, we've been granted the broadcasting rights. To be a part of this show and every other show on Lawless Radio, simply go to www.lawlessradio.com and click on the Submit Music tab. It is that easy. Do not send us any links. We do not download any music, y'all. Been saying it almost 5 years, and I got an email full of links. Listen, y'all, listen. If reading is not fundamental, I know that listening is. If y'all want to get played, follow the directions, man. If y'all trying to get interviews on Lawless Radio, do the same thing. Shoot us y'all information, man. Make sure y'all follow us. That is at Lawless Radio, at Lawless ENT. And if you want to follow me, it is at The Chairman TL. Like us on Facebook. Friend us on MySpace and all that good stuff, man. We're going to catch y'all back here next week, y'all. The Lawless World Order is in full effect, and y'all know this.
Sometimes I don't know what we're doing. Are we living or dying? We live in a world where kids gotta die.
I'm saying
day just to die. Open your eyes, can you see a little sunshine? As it's written, I see the signs that I'm given. But what's important, to be a star or to make a difference? I choose the path that put me in the best position to be the difference and the change that the people missing. Use my eyes to see how I view the world. I see the kids being leaders of the free world. Boy or girl, why the innocent have to pay? I give it to you, give my leaders to a better day.
Dying over foam pods and silver shoes. It's sad, man.